Guaranteed.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Straight and narrow, Chris O'Brien, our co-host, doing it without any embellishment. Larry Bryan joining us. I'm Gene Steinberger in the Paracast. So basically, the long and short of it is, Larry, that the judge concluded you had no standing to bring a case to demand that they deliver the bodies of E.T. So who has standing? Who can do it if there are such bodies? Would it be the relatives of E.T. or what?
Well, you know, had I had those relatives in hand, I'd have brought them right in that courtroom. That's for damn sure. He had no real choice. And as I said, I had no expectation that case would get even into the filing stage, much less get a hearing. And this, I'm dismayed even today as I think about it, because it engendered worldwide publicity. I got calls from Japan, from Europe, from all over. The National Bar Association, the American Bar Association, ran a story about it in their journal. The local papers, the Washington Post, the Washington Times, the Alexandria Gazette, these local papers did major feature stories on the case. I had radio interviews from all over the place, all because I had used a little bit of imagination, a little bit of provocation, and a little bit of intuition to say this is the right moment and I'm the man to do this, and I did it, and I'm, as I say, it's part of the history. And it raised public awareness. There was a lot of poo-pooing that went on within some media. But you know what? I don't regret having done it. And as I said, I think it helped raise public awareness about the seriousness of the subject matter. And of course, Roswell took off like crazy. As we know, when the Air Force issued the final report on the Roswell case, I think that particular lawsuit of mine might have precipitated the Air Force having been being backed into a corner and trying to save face and come out with something that the public can accept for the time being.
You know, one of the things I'm just interested in here is where we stand today. Now, we have that best-selling book from Leslie Kane, who was on the show very recently, and she's doing very well. She's been on all sorts of TV and radio shows. Lots of articles written about that. We had the latest National Press Club event with Robert Hastings and Bob Salas. So, all right now, in 2010, coming up to 2011, where do you think it's going? Do you think the people are accepting the possible reality of UFOs more today? And how do we take it to the next level?
I think there is an awakening occurring. It's very slow. It's fueled in part, as you say, by the news media taking serious that particular press conference about which I attended, by the way. I was on the front row listening to it and absorbing the history of it. We're closer to UFO disclosure today than probably we've ever been since Kehoe's heyday, back when he was trying to get congressional hearings on the subject. There's in Europe and other overseas countries, there's even a greater level of awareness of the seriousness of reports, because sightings continue to occur in China and Europe, South America, and so forth. We now have an opportunity to energize the public's awareness, and that's exactly what we're working forward on in the Denver Initiative, and perhaps the United Nations trying to perk their interest in this subject. And by the way, there's a fellow named Mike Luttman in New York City. In the next week or two, he plans to announce his effort to create an extraterrestrial affairs commission in New York City by local ballot initiative.
I still get concerned about this, Larry, that whether that helps anyone investigate UFOs or can creates the potential for a laughingstock. Wouldn't it be better to get scientists involved to get all the information out and then worry about having ET commissions and all this other stuff?
No, scientists have dropped the ball on this subject. We've got a scientist in the United Nations Space Study Commission or whatever it is in the United Nations, and she... A lightweight is on this subject, as far as I'm concerned. She had an opportunity to say the United Nations should take the lead on scientific inquiry into the subject, but she really hasn't done it. And that makes her a lightweight, and again, that's a lost opportunity, which is part of the history of this subject. There are good scientists, some of them are dead now, like Hynek, who wanted a careful, reasoned, focused plan for research. But it's not going to happen because what are we doing? We're not studying UFOs. We're studying UFO reports, said Hynek. UFO reports are legend at this point, and we've got to get off of that standstill, and we're going to be on a treadmill for the rest of our lives. Local politics. You know, there's a saying that all politics is local. And that certainly applies to exopolitics at this point in time. So I encourage Luckman to do whatever he can to follow the model of Denver and anybody else who's got the backbone to do it. And it's not going to be scientists because scientists are worried about their income. They're worried about their public status if they touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. They want those grants from the government. They want their tenure intact. So I have to tell you, I have no faith in science at all. Look what science has done on the global warming issue. It perverted the thing.
How so? How did science pervert global warming?
Well, and according to some detractors anyway, there was a fraud perpetrated by scientists in Europe somewhere.
But that might be overextending it because what they're saying is here is that a small number of letters were illegally disclosed and they were doing shop talk. And they were saying things that, you know, one scientist may say to another without regard to how it looks in public. And that when this was investigated, it was found that, you know what, there was nothing to it. That there's no climate gate. It's all an illusion. And then you look, of course, at the past summer where we had record high temperatures in the USA around the country and more evidence of this. So I don't know. I think we're putting too much into that particular episode.
And the latest I've read on that, some member of the American Physical Society has sent a rather poignant letter of resignation because he went into some detail on this as to why he was doing it. But again, that just shows you right there that science is run by people. And people, even in religious bodies, have fierce competition for whatever reason. And this is the human nature issue of stuff. If it's a political matter, and science can be just as political as religions can be. And therefore, you know, it's a morass. I just say it's time to get back to the grassroots level, to people who want a change, who want a paradigm shift, and that Denver initiative certainly qualifies as a paradigm shift. So
I understand that. I understand what you're saying, Larry.
Yeah.
It's just I find it hard to take that seriously because I still think, you know, the press is going to look at that. If this initiative passes, people are going to say, ha, ha, ha. If it doesn't pass, they'll say, ho, ho, ho. It's not going to be taken seriously, and it doesn't help you solve what should be a scientific mystery. That's just my opinion. Larry Bryan joining us this week on the Paracast. Co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast. Hey neighbors, ever thought about creating a website? With HostGator, you can create your own website with your very own .com domain name. HostGator has a free site builder and thousands of design templates to create your website today. Whether you want to create a blog, a photo gallery, a family page, or a website for your business, HostGator has the right plan for you, starting at less than $5 a month for ultra-reliable website hosting with 99.9% uptime and true 24/7 live support available by phone, chat, or email and based right here in the U.S. Don't be left without a website. It's more affordable and easier than you think. Sign up at technightowl.com/gator, that's G-A-T-O-R, to get the lowest possible price. At HostGator, that's technightowl.com/gator to get a special deal on all their web hosting services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Larry Bryan joining us in the final hour of this week's episode of the Paracast. I'm Gene Steinberg. Co-host is Chris O'Brien. Chris, what do you think about that? Ballot initiatives and stuff like that. Do you think also it has too much of a woo-woo factor?
Well, I can see both sides of the argument. I think Larry does have a point that, you know, we really tried different approaches from different angles at getting the government to finally disclose the extent of their knowledge about this subject. But, you know, I think this whole idea of a grassroots movement does have potential. But, you know, you're walking a real fine line, because as soon as you attempt to bring the subject into the mainstream in a political fashion, such as the ballot initiative in Denver, you do run the risk of the giggle factor, which, you know, I think it's almost been detrimental to the movement and to the effort in Denver. I think the last figures I saw is there's only about 10% of people that are supporting it in polls. But having a person like Jeff Peckman spearheading this effort and being on Letterman and doing the mainstream media whipping post, I'm not sure if he's the right person to be the figurehead behind this. He's quite a fan of the Stan Romanek case, for instance, and does tout it as being, you know, a slam dunk case that's proving that aliens are here. And, you know, you have to wonder about the guy's the depth of his knowledge and how well informed he is, having looked into the Romanek case pretty extensively. There's enough problems there that I would think that it's detrimental to use that case, especially like on the Letterman show and things like that. It muddies the water. It creates a larger target for the naysayers. And I think you need a level of gravitas that we haven't seen yet. I think the closest that we've gotten are Larry and Peter and the Cause Initiative. I think we need to really get a level of believability and gravitas that's unimpeachable in order for this type of an effort to work. And I don't see it with Peckman.
Peckman is a true believer. There's no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also intelligent and committed, focused, and he gets things done.
Yeah, he's concentrating here on the Romanek case. We've had Romanek on the Paracast. And we don't believe anything he says for a moment. I mean, the evidence he produces is totally wacko. And maybe Peckman is sincere, totally sincere, totally above board. But if he believes in something that is just out of left field with no credibility, his credibility is hurt.
Yeah, that was my point, Gene. I think the exopolitics movement has been co-opted to a certain extent by the true believer crowd. You have, you know, people like this Weber, Alfred Weber guy.
Who has never made a statement that was accurate ever, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he becomes part of the problem. You have Michael Sala. You do have highly visible figures in the exopolitical movement that tend to make wild claims seem to believe everything that comes down the pike. And I think that takes away from that gravitas that you need to actually be taken seriously. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it comes with a territory. You've got you have people who have a religious fervor for the subject, like Dr. Boylan, a trained psychologist who relies on channeling phenomenon to advance his agenda.
In hot tub therapy sessions.
I ascribe that to nothing but exercise of First Amendment rights, and this is what we get with the field. Anybody's a player. If they want to come on board, and they bring some credentials or they bring some nonsense, whatever it is, there's no way to stop that. At one point, when in the old NICAP days, if you talked about abductions, you were automatically labeled as some extremist. But abduction research now has gained some respectability. It's a continuum, where if you go from the left side starting point and go to the right, somewhere in the middle point, you can have a form of stability. But as you say, it's a tightrope we have to walk here to make sure that we don't fall prey to dismissing stuff out of hand, but on the other hand, not get so credulous that you look like a damn fool. I don't know how you solve the problem, but I think it's always going to be there, and every generation generates the same problem over and over again.
We seem to be making progress, however. I was actually quite surprised to see, for instance, CNN covering live the Hastings Solace press conference. I think that's monumental. And the news cycle stories that came out the following couple of days actually seemed like credible news coverage. There was none of the little green alien Twilight Zone theme asides that was attached to the coverage. And Leslie Kane's book, for instance, I think she's an example of somebody that I think has taken the subject and has applied a sufficient level of gravitas to the subject, and people tend to recognize that in the media, and I think they take people more seriously, and we're moving forward, it seems to me, with mainstream acceptance of the subject, and we really need to capitalize on this and not shoot ourselves in the foot by presenting legitimate research and legitimate thinking alongside true believer wackoism, for lack of a better term. And I think it's because of people like you, Larry, that this we're even at the place where we are today for this subject to be taken seriously by the mainstream media and others in the culture.
Well, one reason I've been putting out these, when I call UFO cover-up, whistleblower, solicitation ads, advertisements calling for additional whistleblowers to come forward and tell their stories to the public. One reason I'm doing that is to say to researchers themselves, listen, we have a way of seeking information, but if you give us the wrong leads, if you lead us down a path that's fraught with fraud, then we're not going to make any progress. And it's a side signal, you might say, to UFO researchers. If you send me an alleged leaked document or an alleged deathbed confession, I'm going to follow up on it, and if it falls flat on its face, I'm not going to be embarrassed by it. You are the one who fed the information to me, and what do you expect me to do? I'm going to pursue it as best I can, but if it falls on its face, the first victim of that event is going to be the perpetrator of the fraud.
I'll tell you, let's get into that in the next segment here, okay, Larry? We have Larry Bryant, longtime UFO researcher. If you click on the name Larry Bryant over at theparacast.com where the show's listed, you'll go to his blog. You also have a direct link to his book. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien is the co-host. You're in
The Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've entered another dimension. You've entered the Paracast.
We have Larry Bryant. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberger in the PowerCast. And you made some interesting points, Larry, in our last segment. We got two more left for this week's episode. And that is, of course, exposing the fakers. Can you mention a few cases where you looked at the information and the evidence did not sustain itself?
I can cite the case of Caller Bob. A few months ago, caller Bob, as he identified himself, called in the Coast to Coast radio show that George Norrie hosts in the late night hours.
Yes, we call it Ghost to Ghost here, and we call him George Snorri.
Well, George took the last call of the night about 3:30 in the morning Eastern time, and it was a guy who says he's calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is the home of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Caller Bob says that a friend of his had died and had bestowed upon Caller Bob a supply of 16-millimeter film, black and white, and vintage film apparently dating back to the 50s or thereabouts, and it showed, according to Bob's account, it showed Eisenhower and the aviation magnate, what's his name, back in those days, who had his own company, Howard Hughes, and Eisenhower were walking and standing around some debris in a warehouse-like facility, and apparently there were bodies on stretchers. So Caller Bob was really, you know, he did a good performance because, you know, it sounded so sincere and everything, and he supposedly left his name and maybe his email address with the producer of Coast to Coast AM for them to get their heads together and somehow give access to that film to coast to coast. Well, guess what, fellas? It never happened, as far as I know. And this has been months and months ago. And, of course, I prepared an advertisement to go online on something called classifiedads.com, asking that if there's anybody out there that can corroborate the case, please come forward, because this is, useful information that if that event occurred and it's been filmed, we need to see the film and have it analyzed, and we need to have other witnesses to see if it can be a corroborated story.
You know what, this is part and parcel of the legends we've heard over the years that President Eisenhower knew something about UFOs, met up with experts, and maybe even saw E.T. or saw the spaceships. Does any of that have any credibility at all?
Well, there's Art Campbell is a specialist on this subject matter, and you may want to have him on your show sometime. He's out in Oregon or somewhere there, and he apparently had, at a disclosure conference here in Washington some months ago, he had a whistleblower himself share the platform with him, and a former service member apparently had some secondary confirmation of Ike having been at a military base and been part of a welcoming party to the arrival of a ufonaut and his spacecraft. I just don't know how credible that witness is, but as I say, who am I to dismiss it out of hand? As I say, if you bring these witnesses in a court of law, swear them under oath, you've got to at least listen to their story. And why somebody would be willing to jeopardize his image, his career, say, in perpetrating a hoax like that, it dismays me to even think about it.
Well, it's not the first time it's happened in the UFO field, let's face it.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be the last time.
I don't think it'll be the last either, Gene.
Hoaxers come and go, just like true believers, and it's nothing you can do about it at this point. You can't change this social phenomena of ufology.
You know, I want to go back to something here. We were talking before, about whistleblowers, people who have innate knowledge. But then the other issue is government intervention. And I'll mention a couple of cases, because there's a book out from Nicholas Redfern called Contactees. And he mentions the case of Orfeo Angelucci, one of the common contactees, where supposedly he met up with a military guy in a diner, takes his drug, and it's like an LSD trip. He's seeing all sorts of weird, expanded effects. We have the late Howard Menger, who I think died this year or last year, I forget. Anyway, Menger had the traditional contactees, the blonde Venusians or Saturnians or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I think that I was part of a government experiment. Now, what do you think about these people? Just making it all up, or were they parts of government experiments?
Well, the CIA did run some sort of LSD-based experimental program with maybe using some of... Well, wait a minute. There was one guy that apparently jumped out of a window in New York or somewhere and killed himself because he had been a subject of that experimentation. That's part
Frank
of the
Olson.
Literature. What'd you say?
Frank Olson, yeah. He actually was working for Sidney Gottlieb in the Army Chemical Corps under I think, MK Ultra. He was actually a member of the team. And, they pulled a fast one on him, and he ended up going out, I think, a 14-floor window in Midtown. His son, Eric, has done quite a bit of work in the last few years trying to get to the bottom of that whole case. And I do applaud his efforts to finally get closure for his family.
All right. It's not impossible that the government can resort to experimentation. For example, the Army, I think it was, inflicted Jamaicans or some Caribbeans or somewhere along the way, they inflicted syphilis on them just to experiment with finding cure for syphilis. The trouble is they didn't notify the experimentees of what was going on, and this was a major ethical breach. So it's not beyond the government to go over the pale and in their research work. It's unfortunate, and it has happened.
Well, how is your getting back to the whistleblower thing again? How has that that project panned out? I know that you have been placing ads, and I think you were denied ad placement in some government publications, if I remember correctly. But how long have you been doing this, and what sort of results are you seeing?
Well, it began back in the mid-'80s after I had finished with that habeas corpus petition. I decided, well, you know, I need to get corroborative evidence if I'm going to get anywhere with this approach. So I started placing ads in military newspapers, papers published by Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, wherever I could put a classified ad in the announcement section of the ad pages of these weekly post and base newspapers. These are government-owned newspapers that serve the interest of personnel working at the installation. And a few of the installations would publish the ads. But most of them said, no, we can't run this ad. And every now and then they'd say the reason is we're prohibited from running political ads.
Well, sure, so UFOs are politics, my friend, right?
Yeah, technically it is a political subject. It's in the broadest sense of the term. But so what? Political speech is pure speech. It should be protected. And as I say, I had scores of these ads actually published, mostly in the National Capital Region by the Army's Pentagram newspaper, the Bowling Air Force Base newspaper, and the Walter Reed Army Medical Center's newspaper. And they would publish the ads, and I would get no replies from anybody. But
I'm going to go into that in a moment, Larry. We have one more segment coming up. Larry Bryan joins us this week on the Paracast. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt.
Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Chris O'Brien's the co-host. Larry Bryan's the guest. I'm Gene Steinberger in the Paracast. So you put up all these ads, but you're saying basically none ever produce any responses.
No, except that an employee in the building saw one of the ads, and he tracked me down. He came to my house and introduced himself and says, I saw your ad in the Pentagram, the name of the newspaper, and we got to be friends. We'd have lunch together, and eventually he started publishing his own newsletter, UFO newsletter. And we still are friends today. He's still working where he, in the agency that he worked with, and he's still interested in the subject. He just doesn't print the newsletter because newsletters, as you say, they're ephemeral. You don't make money off a UFO newsletter, so you lose money. You spend your own time and effort on them, and eventually you realize it's not worth the effort. And this is what happened to him. But at least one person of sympathetic response did contact me because of the ads. And, I still say that it was worth the effort because I've created a network of people who are interested in what I'm doing. Online people who send me tips. They send me possible contact points and so forth. So it hasn't been a waste of my time, certainly. It's helped me in my writing effort. When you write an ad, and especially if you're paying for the copy, you want to make sure every word counts. You don't sit there and just dribble along with your verbiage. You realize that every word is costing you money, so you tighten up your writing ability.
You learn the gift of brevity. Listen, let me ask you a question here. You worked for the government for many years before you retired in the 1990s. Did your superiors ever come back to you and say, you know, Larry, what are you writing about that UFO stuff?
Yes, they did. They didn't like it. They let me know that in subtle ways and sometimes not subtle ways. And at one point I had to get legal counsel because of the pressure that was being put on me by my employer, who did not like that ad campaign. They made it very clear to me back in the early 90s that, or actually the late 80s, that I was persona non grata. And eventually I was able to be the first recipient of that agency's pension sweetener. $25K to go away. $25,000 they gave me to retire. I could have retired with age 55, but I was holding out until age 56 or 7. Eventually, they came to me and made me an offer I couldn't refuse, and that helped me pay off my mortgage. And now I'm mortgage free, and I'm able to have a decent annuity, and it all kind of worked out. But there were some rough moments there where I was worried about my career and my economic status because I touched a nerve with officialdom. I wasn't a whistleblower myself, but I had the audacity to encourage whistleblowerships, which was just something that officialdom could not stomach at the time.
You were an enabler.
Yes, and that was, in their minds, approaching treason. I'm sure that's what they probably thought at that point. And but again, you have to do what your conscience tells you. If you know you're the only person that can do the way you are pursuing the approach, you have to keep doing it because your conscience says you're doing the right thing for the public interest.
Chris, you got a final question or two before we let him leave?
I just wanted to make an observation that, boy, I'll tell you, it takes some mental toughness to deal with that kind of pressure. And, you know, hats off to you, Larry, for attempting to, you know, get people to come forward and get that corroborating evidence that we need to be taken seriously by the courts and by the government. It's only when we get all our ducks in a row that we're going to be able to really take this thing a step forward. Well, Larry, where do you see the field going now? We talked about this news found acceptance in the media. We've talked about the difficulty of getting kids involved and keeping them focused and not pre-programmed or front-loaded by the culture. Where do you see this going? Do you actually see a possibility of disclosure anytime soon, or is this just a pipe dream?
The best disclosure that can be is for landing on the White House lawn. But other than that, I'm hoping that some people in the know, maybe like 300 people that have the hardcore evidence at their fingertips, maybe these people, as they die off, will create what I call deathbed confessions, which they summarize their firsthand knowledge of the cover-up, maybe attach some documents to the confession, maybe videotape themselves as they read the thing for posterity. This is something that should be done every decade as these people die off, because without them, we have no progress.
You know, one thing, though, we focus on the U.S., and we know UFOs are being investigated around the world. So other than releasing sightings that present no further proof, just more of the same thing, why don't we see other governments releasing something? Or are all the governments complicit working together to keep this a secret?
To some degree, they are all working together. They have alliances, you know, the NATO people and then the Soviet bloc alliance and all that, and the South American alliances, and they get their heads together and they evaluate the desirability or undesirability of coming forward. But one thing about the future, with all the telephone, the cell phone photographs and videotape cases that UFO encounters, this is the element of non-control that the government has. When a guy goes out and videotapes an object hovering 100 feet over his head in broad daylight, that's evidence. And it's a compelling evidence because the government can't control it. And I see that technological breakthrough as being possibly the tipping point for UFO disclosure.
So can you pinpoint a date? Do you think it's going to happen next year? In 5 years? What?
I can't tell you. listen, I've been in the field for 53 years, and there's been very little progress, except that the government, through the Project Blue Book stuff that's been archived, and some of the OSI from the Air Force, some of their microfilm material, all that stuff is part of the history. And it's sitting there like the Ark of the Covenant in the bottom of a warehouse, surrounded by other material buried there for eons, and we're sitting here talking about it and not making progress.
We're just about out of time here. Tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you write about.
You can my email address is overtci@cavtel.net. That's the best way to contact me. I welcome whistleblowers to contact me with any leads they might want to share. And all I can tell your audience is keep asking questions of the right people, because that's what I want to keep doing.
Chris O'Brien, tell our listeners where we can always find more of your stuff.
Well, I do have a website. It's Our Strange Planet, OurStrangePlanet.com. Of course, I do. I hang out from time to time as a moderator on the Paracast forum, so you might see some of my bad jokes and very opinionated thinking there. And, of course, co-host here at the Paracast, so keep tuned in.
Chris O'Brien, thank you for co-hosting another episode. Larry Bryant, thank you for being a guest this week on the Paracast.
Thank you both for having me, and check back with me in 6 months.
Okay, thanks for being on, Larry.
Okay, good night.
Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.